You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Angels had a tremendously bad first half, but things are looking up as the second half gets started. They swept the White Sox, which I don't think anybody saw that coming. But okay, let's talk about that. I'm Allison Sutter here with Alden Gonzalez. Alden, my goodness. So it's sort of like recharging the batteries, restarting the clock, whatever you want to say. And the Angels sort of took that and ran. Jared Weaver had a really good outing. So is this a sign that maybe things are starting to fix themselves, or do you think that maybe he's still going to have to battle through the season, the rest of the season?
Can it be seen that the White Sox are just an eminently flawed team that chases everything and weren't as good as they were at the start of the season?
Oh, man, that's no fun. But okay, yeah, let's go there.
I mean, well, look, Allison, I mean, maybe things are turning around. And, you know, we've talked about on this podcast before about how the Angels may not be a true contending team, but they're probably not also not as good, as bad as their record shows. But, you know, you have to also, you know, look at reality here. There's still more than 10 games below 500. And although it's a great sign that they got this starting pitching, you know, this is still July. I still expect the Angels to trade some veteran players. And, you know, I think one thing that this White Sox series did kind of show us or kind of, you know, bring to the forefront is a very interesting question that the Angels are going to face this month. And that is whether or not they would be willing to trade any of their starting pitchers. You know, we've talked about, and most of the talk about the Angels has been about how they could part ways with some of their veterans, guys like, you know, Joe Smith or Houston Street or Giovanni Soto. But the guys that are really going to get attention from other teams are going to be these starting pitchers, specifically Matt Shoemaker, who has turned his season around significantly. I don't know if there's much precedent for the way that he has turned his season around since getting called back up in, I believe, early May. Whether Jared Weaver, who is a free agent at the end of the year and is at the very least eating up some innings, he's already surpassed 100 innings, whether they would trade him, whether they would trade your favorite guy, Allison Hector Santiago, who
no.
perpetually on the rumor mill. That's the interesting question I think that the Angels are going to face this month, because if you start looking ahead, you know, Billy Epler did talk about how he doesn't see this organization rebuilding, and I kind of, you know, tend to believe that to some degree. They need starters, though, to fill out next year's rotation. Andrew Heaney will not be a part of it. Jared Weaver and C.J. Wilson probably won't either. They're going to be free agents at the end of the year. Garrett Richards may not either. You know, he's still undergoing that stem cell therapy. He's got another checkup on August 7th, which is basically going to decide whether or not he needs Tommy John surgery. And you look at the free agent market, there is not a lot out there. And, you know, needless to say, the Angels also don't have much from which to trade from. They need starters to fill out next year's rotation, and that's when it starts getting interesting. Do they trade Matt Shoemaker? Do they trade Hector Santiago? Do they trade Jared Weaver, who is a lifelong Angel and has a full no-trade clause? Those are going to be the interesting questions the Angels have to answer this month, because they're going to get calls, and I'm sure they already have gotten calls for some of their starting pitchers.
And Jared Weaver is an older player, obviously. I mean, do you think that he would entertain a trade? I mean, he'd be going to a contender, so it'd be a better chance to win, right?
That's tough. You know, I know Jared Weaver loves pitching for the Angels. He took less money to stay with the Angels, but I also know he wants to win. And, you know, I would not be shocked if he would approve a trade to a team that wants to win now, because, you know, at the end of the day, it's only 2 months out of the season. And I'm sure he'd love to pitch in the postseason. He misses that. He loves a pennant race. And, you know, it's not like he'd be going there long term. It's just 2 months. Maybe he could kind of increase his free agent value if he pitches well on a contending team. It wouldn't be surprising to see him entertain something like that.
Speaking of entertaining, I had to write this down because it made me laugh. Mike Sosha called Weaver's recent 7 innings of one-run ball frisky. And I don't know why that made me laugh. Just the word frisky is funny, but the thought of Mike Sosha saying that just made me laugh even harder.
Yeah, he's such a charmer, isn't he, Allison? Jared is actually, his fastball's gotten a little bit better. You know, he
was throwing 87, right?
Yeah, he was throwing 87. I don't know if frisky would be my word choice there. Tosha also likes to use the word buzz. He had a little bit of buzz with his fastball. Jared doesn't need much. And that's what's so special about him is that he could kind of make do with the stuff that he has. When Jared Weaver was competing for the Cy Young Award every year for about a 3 or 4 year stretch, he was throwing 88 miles an hour. He wasn't throwing much faster than that. So, you know, when he won 20 games a couple of years ago, he was throwing 86, 87, you know, and that's basically all he needs. And he's not there consistently right now. He just can't be throwing 82, 83. That's just, nobody's going to be able to make that work, even somebody like him. But if he's getting up to 85, 86, and he is sitting there consistently, he could make that work. And he could pitch with that for years. And I think for him, that's got to be, you know, that it's got to provide a glimmer of hope, because I know that Jared Weaver wants to keep pitching. He wants to continue to be a starting pitcher. He's not that old, and it's been so frustrating for him that he just can't rear back and throw as hard as he wants. And, you know, he continues to, you know, point to this, you know, lingering tightness that he's had throughout his back and his shoulder and his neck that has kind of restricted him, and he's expressed how frustrated he is, that he really can't shake it. I don't think he ever will completely shake that, but if he could find just a couple of takes, 86, 87, that can change everything for him. And I'll take you back to 2014 when, you know, the questions about Weaver's velocity have been, you know, they've been ongoing for the last 3 or 4 years. And that was a big question throughout the 2014 season when the Angels won a major league leading 98 games. And it was late in that year, around mid, late July and into August and into September, that Weaver found a couple of extra ticks on his fastball. And he went into the playoffs that year pitching some really great baseball. And, you know, maybe that's what he finds now. I'm not sure that it's going to help the Angels make the playoffs, but at the very least, it's going to give him something to kind of fall back on, and maybe a little bit of hope that, you know, he can continue his career and that he can continue to be effective.
Yeah, I think it just came out that Matt Shoemaker is the American Player of the Week. So American League Player of the Week. So I guess things are looking up a little bit for these Angels. And so we'll try to ride that to next week. Alden, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.